Raise your hand if you've heard the marketing line, "There's more than corn in Indiana." It's actually credited to the Indiana Beach Amusement Park in Monticello, but used widely by residents and businesses to convince out-of-staters that Indiana isn't just flat cornfields. For agriculture, that's true. Kind of. Though corn is the dominant crop grown in the state, soybeans are a close second. In 2009, state farmers planted 5.6 million acres of corn and 5.4 million acres of soybeans. Nationally, Indiana ranks 4th for soybean production and 5th in corn. But that corn ranking is only for grain, which is for food production, and doesn't even count corn used for animal feed or the relatively recent category of ethanol fuel. There are other outputs, including wheat, dairy, and livestock. For example, in 2007, Indiana hog and pig production ranked 5th nationally. But overall, drive through the state and you're likely to see one consistent crop production theme. Corn and soybeans rule the land. Russell Merrill is a collector of antique steam-powered farm tractors. Though not a farmer himself, the 93-year-old has seen plenty of crop production, having grown up harvesting yields on his grandfather's farm near Crawfordsville. He says today's crops are more corn and soybean-focused than he remembers as a kid.
Back in my days, when you drove down through the country, at harvest time you seen shocks of wheat, oats, and rye out in the field, which has been bound and in sheaves and in shocks out in the field. Now you don't see any of that. You see corn and soybeans.
So what happened? Have growing conditions changed? Are there now huge government subsidies that incentivize corn and soybeans and discourage tomatoes and apples? Not really, says John Kane, an educator for the Purdue University Extension in Hendricks County. Kane says in the early 20th century, when 75% of people lived on farms, most food production happened locally, and farmers grew a variety of crops to support and feed themselves. Now, that sort of dependence farming isn't necessary, as most people live in cities. Plus, he says the kinds of crops grown in Indiana is a matter of simple economics.
To be competitive, and there again, it's a good old capitalistic system, you know, you've got to have efficiencies of production and scale, and it's more efficient to raise all the vegetables out in California, where you have nice year-round weather, and you can raise that lettuce 12 months out of the year and just raise that good stuff. And here in Indiana, we have winter. You know, we have killing frosts that start around the 10th of October, and they don't go away until May 10th. You know, we have the chance. So that limits your growing season. That makes it less profitable for us to try to compete against the Californians in raising lettuce and fruits and those all those kinds of things.
Though fewer people live on farms, there's not a drastic shortage of farmers. In fact, farms are doing an odd thing. They're expanding, at least in some categories. The big ones, roughly 1,000 acres or more, are getting bigger, which is another matter of economics. And there's been a market increase in small-scale and urban farms, the kinds with flexibility to vary crops. You might call these the weekend farmers market warriors for whom farming is a side business or hobby. But with these increases, someone is caught in the middle.
You have a decrease in the number of medium-sized farms because they're getting snarfed up by the big farms. And the older farmers who haven't gotten bigger, they're sell out to their neighbor and that sort of thing. So the medium-sized farmers are getting smaller. The larger ones continue to gobble up more land and they have to and need to be fill that gap. And then you have this group on the other end, the number of small farms that is increasing.
Small and urban farms are increasing so much, cities are starting to give free land. This year, Indianapolis began reserving some abandoned property and offering it tax-free to groups wanting to garden on it for a 5-year trial period. The city views it as a win-win. Groups get urban farming space, and the city gets someone to maintain the property, which actually increases the value of tax income from surrounding properties. So, maybe a new state marketing slogan can be, "There's more than large farms producing only corn and soybeans in Indiana." I'm Scott Leadingham in Indianapolis.